Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
So we have, we have a series of issues with stolen cars. We know that. Over the weekend, there was working with the Erie County Sheriff's Air One, which we've been working a lot with and helping us to get these stolen cars in, as safe as possible. An arrest was made of multiple persons inside of a stolen vehicle. One of the individuals was 14 years old. Unfortunately, it was this 14-year-old individual's third arrest in 4 days, and there was a fourth arrest 2 months prior to this. Back when the individual was 13 years old, they were also involved in another stolen vehicle where it was not charged. I don't believe, in reading back, I don't believe that the person wanted to prosecute, but it was involved in a crash in a stolen vehicle. So there's obviously a significant issue when you've got a 14-year-old, and these cases are petitioned to family court because the person is 14 years old. It's a significant problem where they continue to be released. I don't know the status of this 14-year-old after the weekend one, but three arrests in 4 days to me is a bit much. There's another individual that lists the same address that's 17 years old that was in one or two of those stolen car cases. I think two of them, one from a couple of months ago and then one from the 24th of this month, I believe was the date of April. So there's also another individual that was involved in two stolen cars. There's multiple kids, all juveniles, all, you know, 17 and under that are involved in over and over and over again in these stolen car cases, and they're all going into family court. And it's that revolving door repetition where they continue to be released. You know, I understand we're talking about kids here, 14 years old. It's a tragic state of circumstances here. But at some point, we've got to protect our community here. We've got to protect our vehicles. We've got to protect, what's going on out there. And if someone continues to show that they're going to keep getting out and going right back in stolen cars, they need to be held, and family court needs to hold them. So again, I don't know the status of the weekend, the last arrest. Hopefully this individual is held, but 3 and 4 days to me really tips the scales.
Is 14 the youngest that you're seeing right now, or is this becoming more common?
Oh, no, we've had 11-year-olds. Oh, no, we've had some definitely younger kids. 13, 14, 15 is unfortunately kind of a sweet spot. You know, obviously 16 and 17s are also, but this is not an anomaly here. This is not something that we don't normally see.
Yes.
It's both. It's mostly boys, but we are getting girls that are in the vehicle as well.
Is there a legal means to hold their parents or legal guardians responsible in some way?
You know, that's a kind of a tougher question for me to answer. The legal side, I think there's a lot of circumstances that go into that. CPS gets involved, Child Protective Services gets involved. One of the reports that I read involving this individual we're talking about in a stolen car, in one of the earlier arrests, the parent refused to pick the child up. Based on what I read, threw their hands up. Child Protective Services was called to intervene in the issue. you know, sometimes these kids, parents just can't control them. You know, there are services out there, and parents have to engage those services. If they're having issues, you've got to engage the services that are out there. I don't have an answer for that other than it really, you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt their culpability in allowing this to happen. It's a tough one to climb, but I know where you're going with that.
Are they getting out because of the no bail reform?
It's family court. I know the DA's office does not prosecute in family court. That's the county attorney. Unfortunately, I get it. We don't want children being locked up and being held. I totally understand that. But at some point, there has to be a change. And there is a mechanism to hold juveniles. There is a mechanism in facilities to do that. And they are also have the opportunity to be educated while they're held. The Buffalo School District is able to get coursework to these, like East Ferry and some of these other detention facilities, so that they can at least attempt to keep them up with their schoolwork and try to at least bring those services there as well.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Rob, did you have something?
How crucial has Air 1 been to tackling this issue? Because it was up again this weekend. You've spoken on this before. But
yeah, I can't speak enough about how invaluable it is to have that helicopter up in the sky. You know, I've had the opportunity in years past at conferences. I've flown with the LAPD and the San Diego Police Departments, and the LAPD, they are up 20 hours a day in their two helicopters a day. Everything is quarterbacked from the sky. Everything that happens, foot chases, car chases, you know, other violent crimes, having those eyes in the sky with the technology that they have in that helicopter, it makes it so much more effective and efficient and safe for our officers and the community at large. When a stolen car or, take it, a violent crime, there could be a shooting, shots fired, and a vehicle takes off, we do not want to be in a position where we are engaging in a car chase. There certainly are instances where our policy in certain violent felonies will allow for that, but it is still highly dangerous. It's highly dangerous to the public. It's highly dangerous for our police officers. I've been in those car chases. They're scary. They're not fun at all. But if we can back off and have that helicopter call everything out, that gives our cars the opportunity to parallel, to be literally a block away on each side so that they don't feel like they're being pushed by the police in this chase. And then when they bail out because they want to get out of the car as soon as possible and run, then the helicopter stays on them. They've got infrared. They've got spotlights. There's a wide array of technology. And we make a lot more arrests. We make safer arrests. So I can't speak high enough about not just using it for stolen cars, missing persons, lost persons, a lot of other avenues. We rely heavily on them. It's a vital, vital resource that needs to be in this community.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.